Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, it isn't just Doug Steffen. It's Michael Harrison as well here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview on the radio of the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by all the folks at Talkers Magazine and the People List as well. A lot of things to be expected this week and a lot of things that are new, including a couple of new affiliates to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are a number of stations in New Hampshire, Michael, matter of fact, who are signed on. Dover, Concord, Laconia, or as they say, Concord.
Concord, yeah, that's Concord.
That's Concord, New Hampshire. So hi to all the folks up there associated with Vinny Media. And also in the Pascagoula, I love this, Mississippi. That's where the big boatyard is. You know, they make all the ships down there in Mobile, Alabama, that area. WPMO-AM. Is taking our program programs as well.
Good station.
Good stations, yes, exactly. All right, so Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here in association with the folks we put a couple of hours together every week, including DJV input from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug. But this is the official way. This is the official word.
That's right. I'm wearing
Michael.
My badge.
Yes.
I'm wearing my badge and
the
my
badge.
Ribbon.
Of honor. And you have a
yes.
Yellow. Did you tie a yellow ribbon in your hair today?
I always do.
That's good. Okay.
On my hair. No, I always put it around my tree.
That's right.
I don't have enough hair for the ribbon to hold on to.
Okay. You cut your hair. All right. Let's get to the story.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's get this show on the road. At number 10, we have the Capitol attack investigation still going on. At number 9, we have the education crisis still going on. At number 8, we have the economy barely going on.
Still going on. Kind of going on. Yeah.
At number 7, U.S. foreign affairs. Remember that?
Yeah,
and,
that.
And that really covers China and Russia and Iran and Afghanistan and it's North Korea. We have censorship and social media as a burning topic of the airwaves at number 6. And that's certainly an interesting one indeed, full of all kinds of little twists and turns. At number 5, we have Biden issuing executive orders, climate change and immigration reform. Much of the climate change and immigration reform tied at number 5 with the executive orders, so the result of his executive orders, back to Paris, no more wall. You know, it's like, and now for something completely different.
Keystone Pipeline, say goodbye to
it's
all
amazing.
Those jobs, fracking in Pennsylvania.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Deportation of illegal aliens. All right, we can talk about that when we get
there. The shutdown of free speech.
Yeah.
At number 4, Trump pardons and Biden cabinet picks. Those two topics were at number 4. Trump has issued almost a couple of hundred pardons. Some of them are questionable and controversial. And Biden is setting up his administration. It's kind of amazing. All of a sudden, like, they're running things and saying, how do they know what to do in 1 hour? Where'd they get all those signs?
It's like, yeah, right.
How did he redecorate the office? I mean, uh-huh. It's like, what?
Do you know that they go through the White House?
I got junk in my office for years that I haven't been able to
move. There's a team of people that go in 5 hours. They paint every room in the White House. Mm-hmm. They fix all of, bring in the furniture, move out the old, bring in the new, yeah. All of that sort of thing. In 5 hours, they
How
get
How would
it
you
done.
Like to sleep in Trump's bed?
Well, the beds are all changed. They take all the beds out, and they put new beds in. All the beds are changed with every administration. It's like the car.
From what
car.
I understand, and this is important policy information. We have to be serious. I understand that Trump and Melania slept in separate bedrooms, but that Biden and Dr. Jill are going to sleep in the same bedroom.
Yeah. Clinton and Hillary were in separate bedrooms. I believe the Obamas slept together. I think it has to do with the status of your relationship as much as anything else, you think?
I don't know. I've been watching The Crown, you know, on Netflix, and I'm amazed how nobody in the royal family sleeps together.
They did it Downton Abbey, though.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
That's a fabulous. It'd be a good binge watch for you and Bernadette. And the movie, it's just fabulous.
Well, we
fabulous.
Love British stuff. We love yeah. British. Anything, love anything, that. Anything with.
I'm amazed just, that you have not seen Downton Abbey.
I mean, how much time do I have for mindless binging? You know, I mean, sometimes I avoid things that are good, so it's not.
Instead, you spend all your time on mindless talk. It's great, perfect. Congratulations.
So, okay, that's number three. Race yes. relations. Race relations is the foundation of almost all.
All right, hold on. Let's do a... it's always great when things like that, when somebody pulls the plug, time for a good commercial. Time for me to remind you, actually, about the fabulous opportunities presented to you, Y-O-U, with the advent of the Navage Nasal Care System. These you can buy, I guess, in various stores. You can buy them online, which is the best, I think, the least expensive way of getting them. Go to Navage.com. Acquaint yourself with how your nose really works in case your doctor or you didn't figure it out in biology when you were in high school. The nose is the gateway, the gatekeeper, if you will, to all of the things that are important to our bodies, your health and your well-being. All the bad stuff comes through your nose, your nostril air, or your eyes. So if you flush out the dangerous stuff that's in your nose, that's sort of wrapped around the mucus that gets hard, you know what I'm talking about, get that clean nose feeling. Feel well and be well with all natural relief from allergies and sinus congestion, no drugs whatsoever. It's all the Navage Nasal Care System's way of cleaning your nose and opening up the door to a healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Get into the irrigation business, if you will. Clean it out. Navage operates only with genuine Navage salt pod capsules. Creates a perfectly balanced nasal rinse. Do it every day. Good for everybody from teenager on. And you get fast free shipping, too. When you go to Navage.com and order it online. Navage Nasal Care at N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
So Staples has everything your student needs at amazing prices. From notebooks to sanitizer, pencils to lap desks.
And this week, Staples Marbleized Comp Books, One Subject Notebooks, and Elmer's School Glue are only 75 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Restock for school and save big right now at Staples.
Ends 1/23/21. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine. Good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navaz users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navaz.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navaj. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navaj.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, we're working our way toward number one. Mm. Sounds like an old Frankie Valli song. Working my way back to you, working my way to number one. Number three, the race relations.
Race relations, right, I was talking about. Two. So number two is COVID-19. I mean, that of course is the issue of the issues. That's mm-hmm. our big issue, and that certainly right. is Biden's big issue.
Yeah.
And at number one, two events: the inauguration, which took place, and the impeachment, which is about to. And inauguration and impeachment, the two I
think they're really going to go through with the impeachment, or is it like it's over and over and over, and that's it?
That's the question of the day. My opinion: they should scrap it.
Yeah,
and just move on.
Everything. Move on.
Just move on. Scrap it as a display of goodwill,
yeah.
because conservatives and Trump fans, of which there are many, especially in
yeah.
our medium, are saying, "How can you use the word unity and at the same time have an impeachment trial?" And it makes a lot of sense. So let's see what happens.
But, well, they haven't. Many of our colleagues in talk radio have not exactly been unifiers. Let's not kid ourselves.
Well, yeah, but I'm just telling you, I'm reporting on what they're saying, and that's what they're saying. No, I think we all have to do soul searching as to how to handle the influence of words in this era, in which words have such sharp and potent impact.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. I've spent my whole career studying and defending the First Amendment and dealing with freedom of speech, and I got to tell you, I'm wrestling with a lot of issues that have changed their nature as a result of these new times that we're in. Mm-hmm. And we're all, those of us who care about these things as being a serious part of what America's about, we've got to really cling to the basic tenets of the First Amendment, which is challenged under these conditions,
mm-hmm.
to be continued, obviously. Let's talk about the people. Joseph Biggs at 10, Jen Psaki and Amanda Gorman tied at number 9, both young women who emerged on the scene this week, who I think we'll be obviously hearing a lot about. One is the new press secretary, Jen Psaki. What a pro.
Where'd she come from? What's her background?
State Department and the Obama administration. She's a real professional government spokesperson.
Huh.
It's a certain type of person that I've encountered over the years. You have too. And when you come in contact with one and you see them work, they're extremely professional. And I only saw her one time, and it was on Wednesday evening, her first press conference. She was mm-hmm. smooth as they come. We'll see what happens. I'm not endorsing her, but I'm just saying it was a pleasure seeing her. And I'm just totally knocked out by the young 22-year-old Amanda Gorman, the youth poet laureate.
Poetess, right?
Oh, yeah. My mm-hmm. gosh. And what a beautiful piece of work. And it had a lot of the elements of rap music. The phraseology and the way the words were laid out in the poem and rhymed, and I think that she's an important person in terms of culture and literature. Very yeah. very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number 8, we have a couple of bad boys that were rescued
yeah.
by Donald Trump: Stephen Bannon, Albert Pirro. Albert Pirro is Jeanine Pirro's husband.
Judge. Yeah.
Yeah, and she lobbied, Trump owes her.
Yeah,
I don't know whether he owes her a pardon, but she's been pretty supportive of him. We got Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. They need to be pardoned by God.
All right, hold on. The rest of the list coming up and more comments about what's going on in the News Talk Radio world for the week of January 18th to the 22nd. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour, as we continue with an overview of the charts, the story chart, the people chart, appear both of them at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com. Find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there, all kinds of things that are really important for those of us who love the format, want to know what's going on with the personalities. The whole business of talk radio has become prominent in the political arena. A lot of discussion about whether it should stay as prominent or the host. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But we haven't finished the people list, Michael. So let's go back to that and get some insight as to some of these folks and why they're on the list.
Yeah, we had Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. We left off at number 7. Mm-hmm. And number 6, Pete Buttigieg. And he looks like he's off and running.
Yep.
Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Mitch McConnell.
Number 3, be off and running.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, did I say that?
Kamala Harris is at 3. Donald Trump is at number 2. And Joe Biden is at number 1. Interesting.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Trump is bound to lose some of his impact because I think, frankly, that people are going to there'll be a hardcore group. Trump says, maybe I'll start a third party, which, of course, would be complete disaster because even though I'd love to see a third party that had substance that could really offer an alternative, because I don't like either of the parties, frankly.
I think he's going to fade.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to fade. I think he's going to fade, and I think that he is going to wake up 2, 3, 4 weeks from now and say, I don't care if I fade. I think he's going to be dealing with so many other issues and so many problems that this will seem like a distracting game to him. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big believer in platform. I believe that when you step down from big platforms, you'd better damn well work hard and have a following, because the platform of the presidency is a very hard thing to replace. And what will happen is when Trump pops up on TV or he does things or he goes back to some of his old ways, he's going to appear cheesy because he won't be the president anymore.
Irrelevant, in fact. Yeah, the bully pulpit that they have is Gonzo, and so, well, you see what.
But I may be wrong. I want to say one thing. Trump is very difficult to predict. He constantly breaks the trends, the rules. He surprises you. He has a resiliency that's amazing. He has an influence over millions of people that's hard to measure exactly what it is. So I say that prediction all due respect and humility, I don't
know. I said this week on the air, he was a symptom, not the cause of all of the uproar. He just gave people a platform. Remember when we used to talk about Vox Populi and what the talk radio hosts of the 70s and 80s did before Limbaugh came along, all of the different, I mean, I think of Jerry Williams especially. And
it was populist.
Yeah. Right.
But it wasn't politically populist. It was unpredictably populist.
Yeah, right.
It didn't
exactly
fall along one line.
Who's the bad guy of the day? Yeah. You know, some of these people. And it wasn't even the good ones like Jerry. I talk about Jerry Williams, talk about the people that I grew up with in Boston. Gene Burns, who wasn't, he was a libertarian. And his tone affected, or that philosophy affected his tone. But he was so bright. And he came across that way, and people were, you know, there have been a group of, a school of radio hosts who were like that.
Well, you believe that they sought truth as opposed to victory. Right now, mm-hmm. It's just a matter of seeking victory at the expense of truth.
Right, exactly. There are a few. I think Bohannon is one of them. The guy on ABC at night, whose name I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Not awful. I'm a talk radio expert. What's the guy's name from ABC that's on at night?
When you say to me, I can't remember a name, it's like a sneeze or it's like a yawn. I can't remember it either. But it's
Jim.
No, the guy at night on ABC.
That's Bohannon. Yeah.
He's the bright guy that knows about foreign policy. I had him on our panel at the at one of our U.S. China relations.
I know.
We can Google it. But come on. What's your name?
29 past the hour.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial has been delayed 2 weeks, giving his legal team time to prepare and allowing President Biden to finish his cabinet appointments. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said late Friday that opening arguments will begin on the week of February 8th.
The House will deliver the article of impeachment to the Senate. The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide.
Trump is facing impeachment on allegations that he incited a riot at the U.S. Capitol. He's the first former president to face such charges, which could ban him from holding further office. One dead and two critically injured, dozens sent to the hospital after a tour bus wrecked on a road in northwestern Arizona. Federal investigators say it appears the driver was distracted. This is USA Radio News. As states are opening up vaccination clinics, ground rules are being set, and Florida's governor is saying no to tourists.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is imposing new residency restrictions for vaccine distribution in his state.
Look, this is for Florida residents. And we understand a place like North Palm Beach County, you know, you have people that live here 6 months. That's fine. They use the hospitals here. They pay taxes. But to just kind of come in from another country or whatever, you know, we don't support that. And we're not going to do that.
The Department of Health in Florida saying that of the 1.8 million people vaccinated, nearly 41,000 have out-of-state addresses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
150 to 200 National Guard members who are deployed to protect the Capitol at President Joe Biden's inauguration in D.C. have tested positive for the coronavirus, and officials say those numbers could grow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Four at the hour now on the weekly talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers along with the staff, puts together the charts every week. This is the week of January 18th to the 22nd, inauguration week. I'm Doug Steffen. We were talking about talk radio and what it's all about today, because that's really what Talkers Magazine is all about. Talk, the talk medium, talk radio, talk television, some of the great podcasts that are around. There has been this continuing focus the last couple of weeks, Michael. I think we talked about it last week for a while, whether certain companies are sending memos around telling their talk show hosts to tone down the claims that have been made, whether this is beyond now or is it, does it have a life of its own. A lot of people say that the folks who were targeted, the people on the Westwood stations, Dan Bongino, I don't know, frankly. Ben Shapiro, I do, and Mark Levin, I do, and there are others. But they say they never got the memo that was in all of the newspapers. So if
no, the memo was leaked. Are funny. The memos are either designed to be leaked or they're put out by people that don't realize that they're going to be leaked if they are controversial.
Yeah.
My response to the whole thing is that Cumulus basically put the memo out to, cover themselves legally and to make a statement.
Why would there be a legal problem? Would you mind explaining what you think legal problems? You mean people suing them for what they're saying, that kind of
thing? Suing them what they're saying, suing them for culpability in terms of riots, loss of life. Uh-huh. I mean, if you can sue the president and if you can put the president on trial and you could, how far can that go? These people have got to protect their licenses. They have to protect their assets. They have to protect their stockholders. This is not some guy saying, oh, I don't like the politics of this guy. I'm going to, shut him down. This is big business, and it's always been under the watchful eye of those who are responsible for these corporations that own the media. Just sometimes they're active and sometimes they're not, but they always approve of what's on the air and are responsible for it.
whether it's in the news
by
or not.
Letting these people be on their airwaves.
Exactly, the choice of them, the whole fact that that the media is so broken up into target audiences, as we talked about before. Right. You think that happens by accident? You think the people that are running MSNBC are saying, "Oh, we feel like liberals. We're doing the right thing. Let's be liberal." No, it's this much of the audience.
Find a niche.
Exactly. Yep. So it's when I'm asked to give my comments on these things, I guess a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. I know too much. Mm-hmm. It's not the face value of what you think, folks. It's deeper, and I don't like. I like telling the truth. I don't like making up spin and stories. You know, I'm all pro talk radio, but I'm not a mindless booster of it. So regardless, that's what's going on. But what happened, Doug, was by putting the memo out and making a story out of it, they actually blew it past its pertinence. No one's talking about that anymore because they wouldn't talk about it anyway. It's old news. The issue of the rigged election, you either believe it or you don't.
Right.
And now what it's done is it's...
But is there another... Will there be a new issue that will have the same tone to it? And will these people want to tone down the world... Finding an audience. See, that's... Let's go back to what you said before. Finding an audience. Is the audience or an audience, pieces of the audience, tired of listening to all this angry stuff? If the audience is, it'll find programs like the one, if this sounds self-serving, that I do every day. With Jennifer and Victoria and Jay. That DJV program is aimed at, you know, even though there are discussions of some of these issues, it isn't like you're the right person and I'm the wrong person, or, you know, get booted in the pants and get off my air. Mm. You'd be amazed at the number of things that come via social media to us. You people should be taken off the air.
Well, we're living in a time right now where it's very difficult to even be moderate because the polarization has created an atmosphere in which people say, if you're not with us, you're against us.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you're not taking a position on it? If you don't support us, you're supporting them. That's how important this is. So it's almost dangerous to be a fence sitter. You get caught in the crossfire of these two sides. So nobody is safe. There's no safe ground anymore in this type of an environment. But are people getting tired of it? Slowly. Mm-hmm. Not fast enough for some to abandon it. What happens is when
that's
the answer.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, so let's talk about the COVID and what's going on here conversationally. The distribution, who's looking? See, to go back to what I was saying about the Vox Populi and the stories that would be on the front burner, if you will, with some of these hosts that were around 20 years ago. It's that sort of thing. Should you wear a mask? That's not political. Do you slow down? There's a big billboard as you go into Las Vegas that says, please wear a mask and slow the spread. Okay. So taking rather than I'm free and I'm not going to wear a mask because I don't think I should have to. That's not the approach the Vox Populi guys would take.
Yeah, they'd but let me tell you something. Let me jump in here because it's more complicated than that. Go back to, your sainted Jerry Williams. Jerry Williams led a giant revolt against the Massachusetts legislature back in the late 80s, the Teabag Rebellion. And what was it about? It was about the Massachusetts legislature passing a law that you have to wear seat belts in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And Jerry Williams responded to the seat belt mandate the same way people responding to the mask mandate. That, we know it's safer. We know that there are statistics that indicate you're better off. We know it'll save lives. But the government has no right to tell me what I do in the privacy of my car, and I don't have to put a seatbelt on if I don't want to. This is the government trying to run my life, and this is big government, and this is no good.
That's exactly what he did. And he was very successful.
Okay, so you've been around the block a few times, you get the benefit of hindsight. There's nothing really new going on. This is the same old stuff.
Mm. I don't know. It was more entertaining listening to him.
Hey, I'm just telling it like it is.
I know you are. I know. But we've kind of cut the wings on some of these people. Let him. Jerry Williams. Nobody ever told him he despised the bosses, and the bosses always stayed away from him. Because he was, you know, he
he was successful. He made the money.
Right. Made a lot of money.
That's how the bosses determine what they are for in terms of free speech. They want you to be as controversial as you can to the point of getting them in trouble. And then don't be more.
Right. So here's the, I'll let people have a little insight. I used to work at the same station that Jerry did. And I remember the fellow who was the program director and the fellow who was the general manager. When Jerry would get on the air and he would just go into these people and rip them apart and people would call the station to complain, the general manager was ecstatic. The more calls complaining he got, the better he liked it. And he encouraged, because that meant there were a lot of listeners and that meant advertising was worth more. And that's what they were doing. Hey, folks. They're there to sell advertising and make money for the company. That's whatever's going to do that is what they're going to put on the air.
Right.
You know, so
there's very little concern about the political underpinnings that these formats are built on in terms of the guys owning and running the stations.
Yeah. Exactly. Unless you're like Salem, and it's a different.
Well, and that is also a strategic position.
Yeah.
Salem's adherence to conservative values and to supporting Trump. Was I happen to know the people. Yeah. There is a tremendous amount of sincerity about it. But it's also a political strategy, not a political, an economic strategy position in running radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is an audience that wants that type of steadfast loyalty
to
the position.
The naivete of other news, quote-unquote, organizations like the New York Times that rails about stuff, they're in the same league. They found a niche in an audience.
Totally. Totally.
It was to read the crap that they put out, so that's, you know, what they do. Well, they're giving you the news. It's not it's a twist on the news.
Well,
and so, you know, just know that it's not any different than what we're talking about with regard to the talk radio world. They want to put themselves on a higher pedestal. Ooh, these guys down at talk radio land. Ooh.
Well, that's been my gripe, is that other media such as newspapers and television, and certainly political action committees, which are media unto themselves, they're trying to make talk radio look like somehow it's evil, that somehow talk radio is the instigator of all these problems. Give me a break.
It's just the naive. They don't understand what it's about, frankly.
They don't understand they're in the game. They don't understand that they're a combatant on the field, that they're not objective overviewers who are perfectly positioned in that sweet spot of the balance between all things in our society. They are combatants on the field as well. And they're not holier than thou. They're doing the same damn thing that the people they're criticizing are doing.
On the story side of things, we like to go through these, because sometimes when we have discussions in the hours of the Countdown Show, we do spend some time going to the list, and then we go off on ancillary conversations. So the official list from Talkers this week puts at number 10 the continuing investigation into the attack on the Capitol, number 9 the situation with education, who's in school and who isn't and who ought to be, number 8 the economy and the stimulus, number 7 our relationship with China and Russia and Iran, number 6 censorship in the social media world, executive orders from Biden, number 5. Trump pardons, number 4. Race relations, number 3. COVID, number 2. And the inauguration and all the ancillary things going with it, all the pomp and circumstance and everybody concentrating on what the ladies wore at the inaugural, et cetera, et cetera. That's all it. Part of the discussion that comes from the purview of the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. What's new on the Michael Harrison interview up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show? Doug Steffen and Michael, let me remind you about how easy it is. You may think it's hard, but lose an inch a week, lose a pound a day, make your mind up as to what your goals are to lose weight, and then go to toploss.com.
what happens when you go there. You read all about Calitrin, which is the top way to lose weight. I think there are people who say, they've asked me in the last couple of weeks, or since the beginning of the year, when all of the advertising for Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig and go to the gym and all that stuff, hey, they're all great, but they lack one thing. That is the ability on these programs to lose the weight and then keep it off. That's where Calitrin comes in. That's the way, and you can learn about it with the private sessions that you have. They're available with the access you have to toploss.com. You sign up for the program, and they'll help you. There'll be a person that every day will check in on you. How can we help? What are you doing? What do you need? That sort of thing. You won't get that with any other weight loss program. So avail yourself of the information, because that's really what is most important here. Inform yourself as to what's there. Spend a few minutes, find out how you can lose the weight and keep it off at toploss.com, the official site for Calitrin, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. All kinds of wonderful deals. You'll find them to be easy to get when you use the DJV code at checkout. That's DJV at checkout when you're buying the products at toploss.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list, according to Talkers Magazine this week, rather interesting because there are a lot of new names on it, or repositioned names, shall we say. Joseph Biggs, one of the people that had an involvement in the Capitol attack, number 10. Jen Psaki and Amanda Gorman. Ms. Psaki is the new PR person at the White House. Steve Bannon and Albert Pirro, the couple of people that were given a pass, if you will, in the pardon department at 8, Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, let's just keep moving, okay? at 6, Mayor Pete, number 5, Pelosi, number 4, McConnell, number 3, Harris, number 2, Donald Trump gets knocked off the perch because number 1, as you might imagine, in terms of people being discussed on any news talk radio program or station, is Joe Biden, the new president of the United States. Doug Steffen here with the People List from Talkers. All right, so the Michael Harrison interview every week, I like to highlight it because there's always a good talk radio perspective, as Michael is the king of talk radio in terms of information. So who do you have this week?
That's almost like being the Burger King. You know, it's really cool. Dom Giordano of WPHT in Philly and a new podcast called Readin', Writin', and Reason. He's an expert on education, and it's all about education and the crisis in America. It's one of the best podcasts we've ever done. It's at mhinterview.com. Check it out, folks.
And he is a very good guy. Along with all the other things, he understands that city cold. He's one of those guys like Jerry Williams we were talking about earlier on, who could get a movement started, get traction. People pay attention to him. He's been in the city. I don't think he's ever been in another city, has he? He's always just been out of Philadelphia.
He comes from Philly. He was a teacher in Philly, grew up in Philly, and has been on the radio in Philly since 1987.
Yeah. So he's got it knocked.
Fills in for Jimbo on the Western One Network.
They're good,
and
he's
done a lot of
fill-in
for Michael Savage, too.
Yeah, right. Yep, yep. All right, so check it out, mhinterview.com. It's also at talkers.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show at 10 before the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, moving back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's the bright sound. I feel like I'm doing it. It's the bright sound of tomorrow on FM 105. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a bright spot in the countdown. He's a lawyer. He's a professor. He's always on the ready, if you will. Also has, on the outside, a website that helps a lot of people, informing them and you about the dangers of all these scams that are around, and they're more every day. My God. So check them out at scamicide.com. If you're like, I'm just so tired. I've put a whole category of the new stuff that comes into my email, and it's just one scam after another, after another, after another. And it doesn't even seem, when you send it to the spam box, they don't even get it. They just send you the next one. It's just, it must be
exactly here.
Automated
two
or
more.
Something. Yeah, right, exactly. Sickening, frankly. All right, on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, the number one item on it is, well, I guess sort of like 1B is the impeachment, which I'm going to bet isn't going to go anywhere. I think it's over and done. And people are going to lose interest in it, as I think they're going to lose interest in Trump. So what do you, legally speaking, what kind of real complicated mess would it create if they did decide to go forward?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I don't think that the trial itself will be a long and involved one. And interestingly enough, I do tend to think, like you just mentioned, that people are going to lose interest in Trump, I think, rather quickly, particularly without the social media platforms like Twitter. He's going to become yesterday's news. And I think that may even contribute towards the trial and whether the trial will be anything that is done with great intensity. Because, let's face it, at the moment, he has been impeached, but he is out of office. So the only purpose, really productive purpose of this, is to keep him from running again, which is something that they would have to do as a second vote after a conviction if they got a conviction. You know, quite frankly, I think he did a lot of impeachable offenses. I think his words did incite rioters on January 6th and before then to even get there. But frankly, from a legal standpoint, if I was on a jury, I would not have convicted him for that. So, I don't think he's going to be convicted. I think it'll go away. I'm sort of glad that Mitch McConnell, who isn't the majority leader anymore, is suggesting to give some time for Trump's legal team to be put together. And that is only reasonable because that will allow the country in the Senate to start dealing with the coronavirus, immigration, and all of the things that we need to.
All right. Speaking of that, number four on the countdown this week is a look at the pardons that were given to some of these characters. Albert Pirro is the husband of Judge Judy, right?
Judge Judy. I'll tell you, Doug, you know, what's interesting is I looked at the list of the pardons, and there were those famous ones, but I'll tell you the ones that bothered me the most, and these didn't make a lot of news. There were white-collar criminals who had literally stolen hundreds of millions of dollars by cheating the Medicare system, and the Justice Department went after these guys for years. They cheat the public out of so much money. And convictions of these scum who were serving their time in prison, they were overturned because the president said she's a good mom. So a lot of people in the Justice Department are very upset at what appears to be the personal political nature of some of these pardons, which didn't seem to warrant it.
Well, there were some people who supposedly said they were representing Trump. I don't think there's any proof of that. Well, he said that one guy that I saw said, "You give me $2 million and I'll try to get the president to pardon whoever it is that you want to get pardoned."
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's spend a minute on the executive orders. What's legal, what isn't, what can be changed quickly, what can't, is number five on the story list this week.
Yeah, there are a lot of executive orders, things like in the areas of immigration, some of the things in regards to like the Paris Accord, which Senator Cruz just made stupid statements about. So there are a lot of things that they can do, and he is doing.
All right, so there it is. Stupid is not... There's no law against it, but maybe there should be under the circumstances. Right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor at Bentley University here in Boston, and always a good shoulder to lean on when it comes to getting information about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio that has legal implications. Thank you, Steve. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.